Well, good morning. Welcome to this study session of the Mesa City Council. Vice Mayor Glover is out of town on city business, and also Dave Richens won't be joining us today. He's traveling, and we wish them safe travels. This morning, we have with us Mayor-elect John Giles, who will be sworn in today as the new mayor, the 40th mayor of Mesa. We're excited about that, and we welcome you, sir. Glad to have you here. We also have Councilmember-elect Kevin Thompson, who is joining us, and he will be sworn in January. But as a tradition here in the city, we always invite those that have been elected to join us as we go through the process. So it's a good learning time, and then when they are sworn in, they're ready to go. So we also, I just wanted to take a minute. We have our city manager with us, did an amazing job prepping the city for the possibility of a second wave of storms, and heard wonderful feedback through the community and through the media of how prepared we were. And so, Mr. Brady, we appreciate that. I know there was a lot of resources thrown at it.
Yeah, mine was the easy job.
It was
the week before.
Yeah. But people felt very assured that the city was ready for any future or any incoming storms. So thank you for that. Our first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for our September 22nd council meeting. And so we hope everybody has that. And obviously our mayor and council members-elect, if you have any questions, feel free at any time during this study session to jump right in. No, say everything you need to say. We welcome your opinions. And so on the page one, we have items 1 through 3C. Items 3D through 4A. Items 4B through 5C. Items 5D through 6A. Items 6B through 8B. And items 8C through 10. Sounds like we had no questions along those lines. Okay. Item number two for this study session is to hear a presentation and provide direction regarding a telecommunication license with TW Telecom of Arizona. And we welcome Ms. Beth Hewing, who is our city engineer. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Council Member-elect. We wanted to come and visit with you this morning about a license agreement for use of the city right-of-way with TW Telecom. We have a representative of TW Telecom here today, too, in the audience if you have any questions of them as well. This license agreement is very much like many of our other agreements with a couple of exceptions. The agreement allows them to install the communication network, basically conduit and fiber, in the city right-of-way and public utility easements. It's a five-year term with the option of a five-year extension. What TW Telecom's responsibilities are under the agreement is to pay the transaction privilege tax here in the city, as well as the required permitting fees. There is kind of one exception from some other agreements that you see, and it's related to the state statutes regarding telecoms. The TW Telecom actually meets the criteria in the state statute. They operate on a local area network. They provide inter and intrastate service. So in that case, we cannot charge them a per linear foot charge, which you do see in some of our other license agreements that I've brought forward in the past. So that's kind of one of the key
questions for you, Ms. Hewing.
Is that because they were grandfathered?
I'm going to ask our attorney to step up and assist us here a little bit.
Mayor and Council, this is Mary Grace McNear from my office. She's been working with engineering on this issue.
Good morning, Council. Mayor Fenter, members of the City Council. I believe that TW Telecom works on a local area network that used to be part of the AT&T, the old AT&T setup. So that's why I think they are on the local area network, and I would defer to Council for TW to confirm that.
Joan, this is Joan Burke, legal counsel for TW Telecom.
Good morning, Mayor-elect, council members. Joan Burke on behalf of TW Telecom. TW Telecom is actually exempt under the statute because the statute allows a per linear foot charge on any telecommunication facility that does not provide intrastate service, meaning provide local service. And TW Telecom, like Qwest, is a local service provider. And the statute provides that municipalities cannot charge a per linear foot fee. We do not pay, TW Telecom does not pay a per linear foot fee in Scottsdale and Tempe and Phoenix and Tucson and any of those cities. So it's prohibited. Now, you can charge a per linear foot fee on long lines companies, and Level 3 is an example. AT&T Core, I mean, and if TW Telecom created a long lines facility, that would be subject to the per linear foot fee, and the license actually makes provision for that. So if we transitioned into a situation where we're providing that sort of traffic, then the per linear foot fee would apply.
I did have a couple of questions about where they currently are or will be in the city, and that right now they are providing service to customers at Alma School and Southern. We did an at-risk permit there because we wanted them in before we paved, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. So we allowed them in this location at this point in time in our right-of-way.
Good. That's pretty much Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you. Do you anticipate, aside from the area you permitted them in for the at-risk situation, do you anticipate expanding into the areas that we've also just completed construction on?
Actually, and I believe in this area, they are leasing with a dark fiber provider in Southern Avenue that's already there today. What they needed this for was actually connection to a building from the dark fiber that they're leasing. So I don't anticipate right now that they would need to go anywhere else in this area, and our intent was to get them in before we paved.
Yeah. And I'm very familiar with the telecom law, both on the federal and state level, having served with NLC for many years on this, and obviously the disadvantages to communities. I know what state law prohibits cities from charging, but I do know that as part of the discussions here, the city did propose an in-kind exchange of fiber and conduit, which the parties could agree to if they chose to. The city couldn't require you to do that, but I'm just kind of curious why you said no.
John?
Councilman Cavanaugh, I'm not familiar with the specifics of any in-kind discussion. However, and I'm not sure there was a express no said, the statute does prohibit a city from requiring in-kind in exchange for a license. In fact, the statute is very specific. It says a municipality must grant a license, you know, within a reasonable amount of time. I would say that TW Telecom has worked with cities frequently where they need fiber or need conduit, and outside of the context of a license, mm-hmm. works very amicably with municipalities to make arrangements going both ways. So I would defer to Ms. Greco or Ms. McNear regarding specific discussions about specific in-kind, because I don't think, I mean, we wanted to get in and be able to provide service to businesses in the city of Mesa because they're clamoring for service. And the city of Mesa has been wonderful in expediting in working with mm-hmm. us on the license.
And that's exactly the reason why I'm asking the question. The city went the extra mile to help your company out, to help your customers out. And at least from my perspective, state law doesn't prohibit your company from agreeing to a term like that as part of a contractual arrangement. And so I guess I'm just disappointed that I didn't see that. And so just from my own perspective, I have reservations about moving forward with this, but I'm only one vote. I know what state law says. The telecom industry attorneys crafted the legislation very well and pushed it through the legislature, because that's what the legislature does to cities. So that's where my position is. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cavanaugh. Others so far? Any comments?
Mayor?
Oh, yes, please.
Excuse me. There was an email exchange, actually, between you and me about the in-kind exchange, and I was told that the state statute doesn't allow it for TW and that they wouldn't accept it in the license.
Okay. So thanks for that clarification. So looks like they're seeking direction. So you're giving us a
yes,
good
overview. We would like to overview. Add it to the agenda for Monday for council agenda.
Okay. 22nd, did you have additional items or coverage that you wanted
That's
to
it.
Do?
Thank you so very much.
How about council members? Any other questions? So we have the question, why are we here? So if we give them the direction at this point, then I presume it'll be added to the upcoming agenda.
Yes. Yes,
well, state law requires us to get their license, and state law prohibits us from negotiating the deal. Why am I here? It's just rhetorical.
Okay. So we have those feedback. Any others? Okay. So I guess we need to give direction. From my perspective, with the constraints that we're operating under, I would suggest that we put it on the agenda for a future council meeting. I know there's been some concerns. Others that want to give the staff feedback for...
Just don't put it on consent.
Okay, so it won't be on consent. We're clear on that one. Council members, are you good with them putting it on the agenda for the upcoming? Others? All good? Okay. Then we'll thank you for the presentation. We'll go ahead and put that on a future agenda off consent.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you for taking the time to be here today, and we appreciate it. And I'm sure there's an opportunity for TW to maybe reach out, visit with the council member and others, and try and look at what we, you know, what's developing here and in the before the meeting. So if you would like to take that opportunity.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for that presentation. The next item is item three, and Ms. Ewing, while you're up here, anybody have any concerns or questions on job order contracting projects?
Mayor.
Yes, Councilmember Cavanaugh.
I don't think I've asked a question on the job order contracting so far this year, but
the first one.
It is the first one, but I have a question. These are traffic signals, and maybe Linear and staff can help. If with these two signals that you're looking at installing, would this give us the opportunity to, in terms of managing traffic flow from baseball games, give the opportunity for the traffic to go east after leaving a game to go shop at Riverview rather than Tempe Marketplace?
Mayor Fenter, Councilmember Cavanaugh, the signals aren't related to that, but going forward, the one driveway, farthest west driveway, where last year when the traffic, exiting traffic got heavy, was all routed to the west. The people using that driveway will be able to go east or west. The other two driveways, the traffic is split east or west depending on which lane they get into leaving the ballpark. We're actually just starting revising the plan because the hotel site is going to make a change, plus the fact we now have nice grass, multi-use fields that last year was dirt or mud, depending on the particular game. We're expecting some traffic patterns. But, yes, traffic coming out onto Rio will be able to go either direction.
Thank you, Mayor.
Good. Thank you. Mr. Brady, anything?
No, I was just going to say, also, I think what this does for our public safety personnel, before they had to control these intersections, so I think it makes a lot safer for them also to be able to use the traffic signals instead. So,
good. And these are the challenges we'd like to have, massive amounts of people coming into Mesa for events. So good then. So that question's answered. Any other questions on job order contracting?
If I could add, it's not just spring training too, but as we see more development, we see the hotel activity on the site pick up. It's a day-to-day benefit because there is a lot of traffic on Rio.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, sir. Okay, our next item is acknowledge of minutes of various boards and committees. Do we have a motion? A motion by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? That was aye for me. It sounds like it's unanimous. Thank you for... very good. Item five is to hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. This must be my day to talk, the shortest meeting of the year. Yesterday we had a meeting of the Fiesta District stakeholders, and which is a group that has been meeting on an irregular basis since 2003. And it consists of property owners, businesses, developers in the Fiesta District area. And I want to thank the Mayor for coming to brief the group on his efforts working with the Grace family and Fiesta Village. I want to thank Mesa Community College for giving a detailed presentation on all the construction projects going on their facility, including their new Performing Arts Center, which will have its grand opening on October 24th. And then finally, our own staff, engineering and our consultants did a great presentation on the status of the three different phases that are all being worked on at once, I think, for the streetscape there. A lot of exciting additions to the construction will be happening over the next couple of weeks. I think the staff's done a very good job of alerting area residents about the closure this weekend of the intersection at Alma School and Southern, and reopening on Monday morning. So kudos to Beth, you and your staff and consultants. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Others? Yes, Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. This past weekend, Mesa and Tempe co-hosted the Public Safety and Crime Prevention Committee from the National League of Cities. During their visit, we discussed a number of issues, including the criminal justice system and behavioral health, and how it and the behavioral health courts, as well as veterans courts. We also had special thanks to a few people. Mary Camelli came out and did a presentation on Mesa's TRV program. Had a lot of interest in that program from members of the committee. Actually, we had that at a dinner I helped host over at the Hall of Flame Firefighting Museum. I've never seen grown-ups act like such children before. That was rather interesting. They enjoyed it thoroughly. So she did a presentation there. Frank Milstead, our police chief, came out and discussed the benefits of the 1033 program, which are under question right now at the federal government. That is the DOD excess property being transferred to police, and we're all familiar with up-armored Humvees and firearms that are transferred, but he discussed what the police department had received in excess property from the DOD, and you'd be surprised on the types of equipment, from file cabinets, knee pads, helmets, things that police need but have nothing to do directly with law enforcement, but certainly has saved this city millions of dollars. It's something that we're discussing. I'm discussing with Congressman Salmon here this afternoon as well. So special thanks to everybody who was involved in the process, and we thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Councilmember. Others, Councilmember Luna.
I last Friday, I attended the Mesa Arts Center season kickoff festival over at the Mesa Arts Center. It was very well attended. There was thousands and thousands of people there. So it should be a real exciting season for the Mesa Arts Center. So I encourage all of you to buy tickets and to attend the wonderful events over at the Mesa Arts Center.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, scheduling of meetings.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, this evening, we invite everyone to join us at the Piper Theater for the swearing-in ceremony for Mayor-elect John Giles. The doors will open at 5:30, and the event starts at 6 p.m., and our next council meeting will be Monday, September 22nd.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay. Just like to take a minute here before we adjourn. This is truly the last meeting that we will have Councilmember Benelli with us, and took the opportunity at our last regularly scheduled city council meeting to express appreciation, but I wanted to do that here also to thank her for being a part of the city over these last 6 months. With all the challenges, all the great things that are happening, we wanted to present to you this wonderful vase, as you, depending on what side of town you live on.
Depending what council district you live in.
Or council district you live in. Wow. That, that is beautiful. They didn't tell me they were going to stuff it full of beautiful flowers also.
You just thought it was a vase.
Right. Yeah. But we could never thank you enough for your service and involvement here in the city. And they gave me a list of items that you've done, and let me just briefly mention some of these. You held a successful District 2 neighborhood meet and greet at Sassy's Cafe and Bakery, which has really turned into a wonderful place there at Lindsay and Main Street, I believe. An advocate for Mesa's participation in the Brookings Institute Global Cities Initiative. An enthusiastic supporter of Mesa Art Space Development Project, provided critical feedback on Mesa's 2040 General Plan, participated in Arizona Presenters Alliance Conference in Sedona, speaking to the role of arts in the community, in community development, and so many other areas, constituent services and others. And we appreciate your passion. We appreciate everything that's wonderful about you. It's been great to work with you here and bringing your life experiences and professional experiences here. So we want you to know how much we care about you, and we hope you'll accept this as our appreciation to you.
Thank you very much.
And we hope to see you again.
Councilmember Kavanaugh.
I'd like to exercise a point of personal privilege, being the council member pro tem, I guess, the old guy. On behalf of the council members, we'd like to commend and salute you for 6 months of really inspired leadership through some very challenging times. Your work in economic development is going to pay great dividends for the community. Quiet leadership style, but very effective. And it was nowhere better exemplified than last week during the challenges we had with the flooding. You were out there with both our staff, with residents. I think you were a calming influence, and you helped diffuse a very difficult situation. You helped rally the community together to serve those in need. And that is an example of your career in terms of whatever you've done. And just in terms of your colleagues, we'd like to present you with this gavel for a wonderful term as Mesa Mayor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. With that, we'll take a motion for adjournment. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Good. Words are